Jig Esme Suiza had survived the battle for control of Despite, and after Major Dovir finally died, she ranked all the others. The small band of ensigns and junior lieutenants who had been the nucleus of the Loyalists. Now she faced the grizzled, balding senior NCO, Master Chief Vesek, who had just called her captain and asked for orders. She managed not to say, "Me?"
"Dovir's dead, then?"
"Yes, Captain Suiza."
There had been a time when she dreamed of hearing that, of coming aboard her first command, of being congratulated. Now she stared back, her mind foggy with fatigue. Vesek stood in front of her, a stocky man her father's age, with her father's air of impatience with youthful indecision. She was captain. She had to know what to do. She wanted to burst into tears. She didn't.
"Position?"
"3 minutes from FTL exit through Jump Point Balrog."
"Balrog has a fleet relay."
"Yes, sir. Also, there's usually a manned station."
A wave of relief washed over her. Help. Someone senior who would tell her what to do.
"We'll drop a packet."
"If the captain permits."
"Yes?"
"It might be wise to take precautions. Sometimes when the Benignity attacks, they've mined nearby jump points."
"And what would Captain... what's a good way of being careful?"
"Low relative V insertion. Shields hot as we come out. Wait for scans to recover."
"Very well. Then make it so."
"Yes, sir."
She saw covert glances from others on the bridge. Pelly, only 6 months junior, who had proved more than once he was better at things than she was. He stared at her, then his lips moved. She read them easily.
"Oh."
The captain's formal announcement of command. She moved over to the command position and picked up the command wand Dovir had given her after he was shot. She couldn't sit. The command chair still stank of blood and guts, and she had to lean down to insert it in the slot.
"Attention all posts. This is Lieutenant Junior Grade Esme Suiza, assuming command of the patrol craft Despite, upon the deaths of all officers senior in the chain of command."
The computer requested her serial number. She gave it automatically. Then it was over, and she was formally and finally in command. Her vision wavered. Pelly came closer. The challenge she usually saw in his eyes was missing.
"Captain, we're not going back, are we?"
"Back?"
Esme hadn't thought that far. It had been Dovir's decision to run for help, to call in fleet. Now it was hers. She shook her head.
"We're coming out of jump to make our report, Pelly. What we do next depends on what we find."
Jump exit brought a ripple of light to the blanked scan screens. Gradually, the ripples steadied and became points of light, icons tagged with ID numbers, colored lines defining traffic lanes in the Balrog system. Debris sparkled in a ragged shell around the jump point.
"Debris. One thing about it, whoever got blown took most of the mines with them."
Esme felt cold. That could have been their ship, coming out of jump with high V, fleeing trouble.
"The fleet picket?"
None of the icons showed a fleet ID. She could see that for herself.
"We'll hope not."
"Launch that packet. Estimate time to a fleet node with live pickup."
3 or 4 days, sir."
Add to that the response time, and it meant that those two ships back at Xavier would be sparkling debris in someone else's scan by the time help arrived. The juniors had discussed that in the hours before someone appeared to offer them a place in the mutiny. She didn't want to go back. She had no combat experience. She knew nothing about commanding a ship this size on a routine voyage, let alone in combat. She could get them all killed without helping Serrano at all. The smart thing to do was go on, take the jump sequences as fast as possible back to the central zones, and find an admiral with a battle group ready to go. She had been a very green ensign, shy, afraid that everyone could see through her shiny insignia and new uniform to the fear. And she had stumbled and dropped her duffel right at the feet of a couple of senior officers waiting to enter the lift.
"They get younger every year."
The other had picked up her scattered data cubes.
"Ah, your specialty's scan technology? Good. We've got an excellent chief. You'll like him."
She had never forgotten that face. She had gotten in a disgraceful, so her commander said, fight with another Jig when Harris Serrano left the fleet, defending her. And she had seen that face again, trying to talk Hearn into turning around. Dovir had played the tape for any doubters among the mutineers.
"We're going back."
Vesek looked startled, but didn't argue.
I want the fastest possible transit back into Xavier. They can't wait.
Esme still didn't want to go back, any more than she'd wanted to be part of a mutiny, to have Dovir's blood and organs splashed into her face, to have this command. But it was her ship now, and she would do what she had to.
Prepare for battle.
No one argued. No one bothered her at all. She still had no idea how she was going to fight, but she would.
Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.